Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. We're diving into something heavy today, something that trips us up more often than we'd like to admit. Guilt and shame. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of regrets and should-haves? You know that feeling when you let your inner critic take the wheel, replaying past mistakes on a loop? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, guilt and shame are mental traps. They hold us back from living fully in the present moment. We get stuck dwelling on what was instead of focusing on what can be. But guess what? You have the power to break free. This isn't about forgetting mistakes, it's about understanding them, learning from them, and letting go. Because honestly, holding onto guilt and shame is like trying to swim through quicksand, you just keep sinking deeper. So, how do we actually ditch these mental baggage weights? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you start your journey towards mental healing. First up, recognize the difference between guilt and regret. Guilt is about feeling responsible for something wrong, while regret is about wishing things had been different. Both can be painful, but acknowledging the distinction is crucial. Guilt often fuels shame, so learning to manage guilt effectively can help you break free from that spiral. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Secondly, stop blaming yourself. You're not perfect, and neither are any other human beings. Life is messy. Circumstances change, and sometimes things just happen. It's easy to fall into the trap of self-blame, but it rarely serves us well. Instead of dwelling on what you should have done differently, focus your energy on what you can do now to move forward. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend who made a mistake. We all stumble, we all falter. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your humanity. Offer yourself some grace, and remind yourself that you are worthy of love and acceptance even when you miss up. Next, focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you can influence the present and shape the future. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your control, channel your energy into making positive changes in your life. Set goals, take action, and celebrate your progress big or small. Finally, learn from your mistakes. Think of each misstep as a valuable lesson, an opportunity for growth and improvement. Analyze what happened, identify any patterns or triggers, and create strategies to avoid repeating those mistakes in the future. Remember, wisdom comes from experience, and even our failures can teach us profound things about ourselves. Okay, so let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're preparing for an important presentation at work. You spend hours researching, crafting your slides, and practicing your delivery. But then, you stumble over a few words, forget a key statistic, and suddenly feel like the entire room is judging you. You leave feeling embarrassed and defeated, replaying every awkward moment in your head. Sound familiar? I'm willing to bet most of us have experienced something similar. The pressure of performance can amplify feelings of guilt and shame. But here's the thing. That one presentation doesn't define you. It's a single event in a long journey. Instead of letting it derail your confidence, learn from the experience. Reflect on what went well, identify areas for improvement, and use that knowledge to grow stronger next time. We've covered a lot today recognizing the difference between guilt and regret, practicing self-compassion, focusing on what we can control, and learning from our mistakes. These are powerful tools that can help us break free from the shackles of guilt and shame, paving the way for mental healing and greater peace of mind. Remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you have the power to rewrite your story. Take a deep breath, let go of those heavy feelings, and embrace the opportunity for growth and transformation. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights, and join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.